Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Alex. You are tuned into the Market Adventures podcast. It is Monday, March 1st, and last week was a very educational week of the markets, if you are paying attention. For those of us who haven't lived through or been privy to a bond bubble, you just felt the aftermath. Jim Cramer did a nice piece on this on YouTube, and so did Kathy Woods in her monthly report a few days ago. She spoke in great detail about what happened. Go and check it out. If you have a stock market journal, the events of last week definitely need to be in there. And if you don't have one, start one. Moving on. Here are five stocks that I think are setting up nicely to move to the upside, barring any reactions regarding bond rates. Let's check them out. So first, I just want to say, be careful. I don't think the selling is quite done yet. A lot of mega cap companies are hovering over and around their 200-day simple moving average, and it only takes one of them breaking through and closing below that average to start off a whole chain reaction and bring the market down with it. So be careful. The selling might not be done. So start your positions really small moving in. Now, the first of this list is Airbnb. Airbnb, of course, most of you already know. And if you listen to my episode about growth stocks and what makes a great growth stock, Airbnb has a cultural foothold right now, being that the only other alternative to going to a hotel motel is you're thinking Airbnb. And these days, you're more likely to take an Airbnb over a hotel or a motel because you get that experience of where you're traveling to. Now, on a technical side, the RSI is up, the MACD is turning, the DMI crossed, and the volume is expanding. And if you don't know what any of that is, go back and look at some of the episodes where I talked about the technical indicators that I use when I trade. The Airbnb is looking really good. Again, we like that volume expanding on the breakout because it shows a lot of people choosing to move into the play, right? There are a lot of people moving out of contracts, and there's people willing to take the bid and move up with the stock too. So Airbnb is looking good for the upside, again, barring anything abnormal. Another company, APPS, Apps. It's a mobile ad company. They recently acquired another arm to their company called Ad Colony to expand. On a technical side, it's bouncing off a gap with high volume. The RSI, MACD, and DMI are all set up on the daily chart nicely, all turning up. So again, barring anything, that one's going to be moving in that direction as well. They're already do very well with their financials. So adding another source of revenue to their company and their foothold in the ad space for mobile ads is really good. Chegg or CHGG, I know it's a stay-at-home stock, and a lot of people were willing to put money into the company because people were staying at home, so obviously they needed a lot of home studying and educational services. But investors clearly still support the stock because they cleaned up the last share offering. The daily signals look good. Not all the indicators are ready, so it's a wait-and-see stock to wait for all the indicators to line up in our direction, but a few of them are already starting to give us that setup. If Chegg crosses 100, there's no doubt that it's going to push as far as it needs to go. Wouldn't be surprised if it gets to 120. My last two for 4 and 5 are Square and PayPal. Now, they're very similar on a technical side in terms of how the indicators are setting up. They're also very similar as they have a very advantageous position in the fintech space, right? They're very, very popular platforms for small and medium-sized businesses, for e-commerce, and now they both have a very sizable Bitcoin stake, right? So with the addition of Bitcoin in there, again, it gives them a very, very great hold on what's going on now, but also leverage for where we decide to go in the future in terms of financial transactions. Now, both of them benefit from the reopening. So I know a lot of people are selling companies that benefited from the close downs, but Square and PayPal are also going to benefit from reopenings because, again, more traffic to small and medium-sized businesses, which means more use of their mobile financial platforms within those stores. So I think Square and PayPal are set up very, very nicely. And with Bitcoin now coming down in price, I wouldn't be surprised if both of them decide to add to their Bitcoin position as well moving forward. Now, an honorary mention didn't make the top five was Workhorse. And that's because none of the technicals are set up, right? Nothing is saying Workhorse is going to go higher. But Workhorse is just my dog. Like, I really like Workhorse. I don't like the fact that it got beat down so much because of the USPS contract. Now, the USPS contract is a lot of money. So they lost out on something big there. But Workhorse still gets very big orders from companies around the world. They actually have a physical product they're selling, unlike a lot of these EV companies who are evaluated based on potentials, right? Workhorse actually has product and vehicles on the road. So I like Workhorse. I'm looking at it closely for signs of life. I'm not going to try to be the one to save the stock. I'm definitely not going to buy it on the way down. But I'll be scaling into a position when I finally see some kind of bottom forming, I'll start scaling in and buying if it starts to move on the way up. You know, I'm not going to be Captain Save a Stock. I just simply don't have the capital to save a stock by myself. I don't think anyone really does besides, you know, the billionaires out there. But I'm definitely willing to ride the wave should one of them decide they want to put a stake into it. So Kathy Woods, if you listen to this episode, go ahead and buy a couple million, 100 million shares of Workhorse, and let me jump on that train with you if other people decide to follow you as well. Now, the losers in the recent rotation were tech, and a lot of my picks are tech. So it's going to take some time for them to set up, especially given the added pressure of rates and all those other things that are external to the actual companies. Friday's payroll numbers are going to give us a better idea of what the market will look like the next few weeks. So we have to watch for Friday's numbers, and we have to allow the plays to develop. You know, we got to keep the position small and be nimble, right? Keep the position small and be nimble. At least that's what I'm going to do moving forward with these plays, especially, again, since they're tech companies mostly. We got to be wary that they're going to be chewed on a little bit by the overall rotation out of growth stocks, but these are all companies that are going to benefit when the market reopens, right? They weren't just closure stocks. Now, it never hurts to have cash, right? To not play anything and just have cash. Maybe you want to wait until Friday. Maybe you want to do some short-term debit credit spreads, get some quick credit, get ready for Friday. But those numbers are going to be super, super important. I know last week I made some nice plays on the downside. So if you are patient, you know, even if these specific five stocks aren't going to the moon, you can still make a lot of money if you have cash to play the game. If you don't have cash to play the game because you're over leveraging on option trades and swing trades throughout this week, then you're going to be hurt when the opportunity presents itself. So just wait and be patient and let these bulls and bears, these institutions, these large-scale speculators, let them fight, let them dog it out with their money, and then when a winner emerges, you just jump on that side and ride the wave. Any of my picks on your watch list? If you think there's a company that I should be looking at, let me know on Twitter or Instagram. Just click the tag in the episode description or just search Market Adventures Podcast. It should be the only account. Well, it is the only account with that name. In tomorrow's episode, we're going to be talking about cryptocurrency, right? So make sure you're here for that and be well. Until next time, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Always seek adventure.